anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and Sydney will put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Lick and Lap. There is no better way to bond with your pet than with a cat treat, and Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is the number one way to go. It's a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack that you can find at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can find it in pet stores. SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. And I guarantee it, you won't find anything else out there that I know of, and I've been out there a long time, that actually takes the odor out. And you can buy SCOE 10X only on their website at SCOE10X.com. Good Pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. If you put the promo code PETS in, you'll get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. Don't forget Workman Publishing, HashitBookGroup.com, if you're looking for a 2026 calendar. And join me in Italy next year with Colette Travel. 800-581-8942, and the booking number is 1382009. This is Talkin' Pets.
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. He never says I need a new attitude. Him and my sister ain't always in a feud. When I leave the seat up, he don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog. Just go crazy. He never looks at me like he might hate me. I want you to love me like my dog.
I want you.
He never acts like he don't care.
I want you to love me like your dog does. Pick up the phone and give us a call. That's 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. So, do you think that you could ever meet anybody in your life that loves you as much as your dog does?
I doubt it. My daddy did.
You know, it's tough. I mean, because I'll tell you, I know even, I don't have a dog at this time, as you know. I have three cats, and I live with them. They don't live with me. But I can tell how much they love me. And, you know, with cats, the language is pretty simple to a degree. If you have a cat that blinks at you when you're looking at them, that's a sign of love. If you have a cat that follows you all around the house, wherever you go, that's a sign of love. If you have a cat that sleeps with you at night, that's also a sign of love. So, what would you say the signs of love are for the dog that you live with, Julie?
Well, he never lets me out of his sight. I mean, I could be in the shower, and if I don't close the door, 10 seconds later, he's in the shower with me. When we hike, he's completely at my side. I mean, he might stop to sniff something, but then he, like, runs right back up. He's always at my side. He never takes his eyes off of me. And when we're driving, because I take him everywhere because he's my vehicle protection dog, his head is always on my shoulder.
Yeah,
and it's massive, you know that. So he just sits there staring out the front window.
I mean, there's one thing I got to say is, like, having a pet in your life, whether it's a dog, a cat, or, you know, even a fish in a fishbowl, it's just like you don't feel alone.
Right.
And so it's like you just always feel like there's something there. You know, you know they're not talking back to you necessarily, but you know it's someone to talk to, someone to play with, someone to communicate with. Sometimes, well, you're not going to snuggle up to the goldfish, but well, some people might. But you know, you do have your cat or your dog that you know you will snuggle up to. And matter of fact, my cat Shadow, which is my number one buddy here, she just jumped up on my lap here in the studio and she's staring at me.
She's giving mad at me.
Yes, she is mad at you, but she's giving me these lovely eyes. But she's mad at Devin because Devin traded out chairs today. So Devin's got the leather white chair that he's sitting in, and that's her chair.
Feels like a Cadillac.
You mean my chair?
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like a Cadillac, though.
So much different than the other chair. I've been saying about getting rid of that chair, but everybody's like, no, I like that chair, the old chair.
Oh, you can't get rid of it.
Well, the white one, no, I wasn't going to get rid of that one, but Devin seems pretty happy in it.
It feels good, you know, not going to lie.
I love that chair. It's great.
you should see her. She is just, like, cuddled up in my lap right now. Her head is on my arm. She's, like, in heaven right now. And if you're watching this on Facebook Live, you can see her at Talkin' Pets Radio because she's laying right here. You can also listen to us on #250 on your smartphone. You can get us on Alexa at CRN4 TuneIn. Also, go to the website, talkinpets.com, and you can click on Listen Live and listen to us there. And we podcast and archive all the shows there on the website as well at Talkin' Pets Radio. Or, I'm sorry, talkinpets.com. Talkin' Pets Radio is our social media one, but talkinpets.com. So check it out, but we want to hear from you on your local radio stations. Those are the ones that are important. So, if you're listening there, pass on the word that we're on the air. It's Talking Pets. We're open to your comments and your questions at 818-818-6401. We got a couple stories coming in this hour. And we also do have a Name That Animal sound coming up. And if you can name that animal, you can win a prize. And we have things to give away. So, pick up the phone. Give us a call. So, Jilly, you live your life right now with one dog, which is your Rottweiler. And
yes.
So, Xerxes. But Xerxes is a little bit dominant. So, as a pet owner, pet parent, you decide to only have the one dog right now, which is smart because you know your existing dog's personality.
Yes.
But some people
and I wish
that.
I had more. I mean, I usually have, you know, three and four and, you know, and they're always Rottweilers. And I've lived in harmony with as many as six, but four was perfect. Three's been perfect. Two is perfect. One is not enough, but I understand his personality and his dominance, and it's safer for him and any other dog if I just keep him by himself.
And he's a big boy.
He's a big boy, and our relationship has gotten even more close since, you know, we lost our female a little over a year ago. But because now he feels like, because the girls are always, always the dominant fixture in the house. I mean, like, I'm dominant over him. You know, he listens to every word I say, but he's not competing with somebody else right now because when there's males and females in the house, the female's always going to run the house. Always. It's always been that way. So he's better off.
So the female
off this
wears
way.
The pants in the house.
Yes, they do. And I know he would love to have somebody else, but I don't think he wants to share me now that he's had me all to himself for a little over a year.
And I think that's
so
where people
recognize that.
And people need to recognize that as well in their own households, because even though you may want another pet and you'd love to get one, you really need to pay attention to the pets that are in your house at this time. I know I've got the three rescue cats, and I would love to have a dog, but the dog's just not going to fit in with my cats, and I can guarantee that. I know them too well. And the house is in total right now. Everybody's on the same page, if you know what I mean.
Well, and how you are making it work with all those birds is a miracle that you're
I mean, I've got birds. I got birds and fish and, you know, everything else, and everybody gets along, so it's been good. But I feel like if I add another newbie, it may upset the Although I am adding 4 chickens that Devin's getting for me. My producer here, so everybody knows Devin.
Awesome.
And they're coming in a couple of weeks, so I'm adding them on to the rest of the chickens. And
oh, cool.
Even if you're a chicken farmer or you're a chicken parent, just like any other animal, you got to introduce them slowly.
Yes.
Because even chickens will kill each other because they do have rivals. So make sure you do your homework when you're bringing a pet home. And make sure you pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. We got a story about bears. Oh, my. Woo-hoo. Coming from Julie. This is Talkin' Pets. You know you can call on me. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942. And refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Yeah.
Newly compiled data by Humane World for Animals, formerly called the Humane Society of the United States, revealed that more than 1 million bears have been legally trophy hunted in the U.S. between 2000 and 2024. An unknown number of dependent cubs also died after trophy hunters killed their mothers. Not only are trophy hunters killing record numbers of bears in the U.S., but Americans are also traveling to Canada to kill even more black bears and bring their trophies back home. Altogether, trophy hunting in the U.S. and the import of bears hunted in Canada has resulted in a total of 1.2 million bears killed over the past 25 years. In its new report, Humane World for Animals rated the states in order of how many bears were trophy hunted in the past 25 years. Wisconsin at number one, Pennsylvania at two, and Maine at three. The data shown that trophy hunters have senselessly wiped out more than 1 million black bears in just 25 years. State officials often try to justify this cruelty as a public safety measure, but the data indicate that while bear hunting has increased nationwide, the already uncommon occurrence of bear attacks has not declined. In other words, killing more bears is doing nothing to make people safer. Instead of addressing the root cause of human-bear conflict, such as bird feeders, chicken coops, trash, and other food attractants, states continue to expand black bear hunting and perpetrate a massive and unnecessary slaughter. Trophy hunters sometimes target bears in the spring, when bears are weak for months of hibernating and mothers are caring for their newborn dependent cubs. Others bait bears with piles of junk food and to lure them. Hounding, which is a very cruel and dangerous unleashing a pack of hounds to chase bears, often injuring non-targeted wildlife in the process. Furthermore, bow hunters routinely wound bears without killing them outright, leaving many to suffer slow, painful deaths. Two states, Alaska and Maine, even allow bear trapping. While the numbers of hunters has declined in the U.S. over the past two decades, in contrast, bear hunting is on the increase. In 2000, 34,000 bears were hunted compared to 51,000 bears in 2023. Black bears are the top mammal trophy import to the U.S., with about 6,000 bear trophies imported each year, which is more than 13 times more than the next most important species, which is the Chamica baboon. Globally, 175,438 black bear body parts were traded on international markets between 1999 and 2023. Despite increases in bear hunting throughout the country, polls have shown that 76% of American voters oppose black bear trophy hunting. State-specific polls, including Florida, Alaska, and California, show similar levels of opposition to bear trophy hunting and the cruelest killing methods. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
We're going on a bear hunt.
We're going on a bear hunt.
We're gonna find a big one.
We're gonna find a big one.
I'm not scared.
I'm not scared.
Oh, look at that grass. It's so tall. We can't go over it.
We can't go over it.
We can't go under it.
We can't go under it.
We'll have to go through it.
We'll have to go through it.
Swish, 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 swish. We're going on. A big river. We can't go over it.
We can't go over it.
We can't go under it.
We can't go under it.
So that's one of the problems when you're feeding like your pets outside and all, whether
yes.
wild animal or whether domestic animals or farm animals, it does bring in other vermin, you might say, or something of a bear. In my case, I feed my one stray cat outside, and if she doesn't eat the dry food right away, I noticed that I have a group of possum that eat up all the food at night. I was trying to shoo one away with a soda box the other night. I was like, get out of that bowl. It's like, I'm not feeding you, I'm feeding the cat. But, yep, they'll eat it. They'll come around. The same thing with bears.
Yes.
If they smell
yes.
it, you know. And but it's sad that there's that many numbers of bears that, you know, are killed every year. And, you know, when they have the bear hunts and everything because of the fact that they say overpopulation, and you know some animals are overpopulated, which is what hunting does, is kind of keeps it in check. But you know, I think a lot of it's too human encroachment, just going into more and more areas where
they've never been,
and then right. And then when you have something like a wild animal like that, everybody gets upset. So I don't know.
It sickens me. That's why I live in a preserve where you cannot hunt. But I can hear some of the ridiculous people around here who still do hunt bear during season with the dogs. And it breaks my heart. It always makes me cry. I want to just go beat them senseless, but I know I can't do anything about it. They'll probably shoot me. But it breaks my heart, you know, and I'm sickened by the fact that Florida's going to open up that shooting again.
Yep.
I think it was in December.
That's because Florida is like they're building like crazy in the state of Florida.
Well, then stop building before it sinks, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, everybody's sinking. You saw what happened in Alaska, right?
Yes.
With that.
That's crazy.
Like the worst storm in history to hit, and their homes are just gone.
Yeah.
And they're trying to like load planes up with people to rescue them out of the state. It's crazy. And then people don't believe in climate change and, you know, so, I mean, part of it's our fault. You know, we keep building in areas that we should not be building in.
Right.
And we just keep encroaching on those areas. We not only disturb the wildlife, but we build in areas where, you know, and I happened to buy a house in an area too, where, you know, last year in Helene, I had four feet of water up to my waist, and never had that before. So, and I've been here forever. So things are changing, times are changing, and we need to pay attention to what's actually going on out there with the weather. But on that note,
let the games begin.
If you can name this animal sound, we have some treats for you. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, the creamy paste, or you can go with Purr Sticks, the ones that break. You can also go with Good Pets Foods, a daily probiotic, multivitamin, and Hip and Joint. Those are supplement treats for your dogs. We do have the bottle of SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator, guaranteed to take out any odors, even cat urine. And if you're a cat mommy or daddy, you know how bad that could be. We do have a new book from Chicken Soup for the Soul called Pets, Pets, Pets. We also have a dog book from there as well. And then another book that's called Let It Go, meaning let it go. Don't let it bother you. We do have from Silly Beads by Kayla. We do have the NFL and the Stitch tumblers. It's not a tumbler. It's the actual, what would you call them?
I don't know.
They go on the tumbler handle. Right. So basically it's
to bedazzle your tumbler,
like a Stanley Cup handle charm. That's what it is. And there's the NFL and there's also the Stitch. They're really cute. And we do have a children's, a little boy's keychain as well. And we have an elephant bracelet and we have a 2026 calendar. If you want to get set with that, we have a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood about reptiles. And we have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. If you can name this creature, I think that's several of them. But if you name what these are, and I'll tell you, they're endemic to Madagascar. Name that creature, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Animal Rescue Corps, known as ARC, a national nonprofit animal protection organization, invites supporters, volunteers, and partner agencies to an anniversary benefit celebration making 15 years of life-saving work for animals in crisis. The event, Raise the Wolf, will be held on Sunday, November 2nd at The Stage on Broadway, 412 Broadway in downtown Nashville. 15 years ago, we set out to fill a gap we saw over and over again, animals suffering because there was no one equipped to help. Since then, our teams have driven through the night to reach disaster zones, walking into heartbreaking cruelty crises, cases, and witness the transformation of animals who finally knew safety for the first time. This anniversary is not just a celebration of what we have done, it's a promise to keep going until every animal has a voice and a safe place to call home. The 21 and over event will feature live performances by many bands and a special guest. Guests will enjoy plant-based food, drinks, and an evening honoring 15 years of compassion in action. Tickets are $125 for VIP and $60 for general admission. VIP admission includes an inclusive lounge hour from 4:30 to 5:30, reserved concert seating, specialty appetizers, two drink tickets, and a meet and greet with ARC leadership and the commemorative gift bag. Raise the Wolf is more than a party. It's a moment to recognize everyone who has stood beside us in this mission. We're celebrating 15 years of amazing volunteers, life-changing donations, and a team that has saved countless lives. Every rescue, every training, and every life saved has been possible because people choose to care and to act. You can purchase tickets at animalrescuecorps.org/dispatch/raisethewolf, and you can learn more about ARC's mission to make a donation. Visit animalrescuecorps.org. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Raise your hand, say I raise the wolf. Put your paws in the sky, say I raise the wolf.
A deer is alive today thanks to the efforts of the Oakland County Sheriff's Office and the search and rescue team members. The four-point deer was trapped between cement barriers on I-75 after being struck by a vehicle. According to the Sheriff's Office, a driver reported the life and death situation to the Auburn Hills Police Department. The Sheriff's Office posted images of the rescue on Monday, writing, "In the midst of a busy day, our search and rescue team responded to a call regarding a deer trapped in a cement barricade. Facing a fatal outcome without expert extraction, with the help of the county's search and rescue team and a special technical truck, the deer was extracted from the cement barriers. Thanks to the rescuers' expertise and diligence, the young deer was safely transported to a wildlife rehab center. Great work. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and add our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Devin Leach.
And now, a word from the deer.
Would you please stop?
Now, that's usually what happens is with the deer. They're usually not saving the deer. Somebody ends up shooting it. But and it is going into deer season, or it might even be deer season right now, I think. But pick up the phone. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. That animal sound is still out there. If you know what it is, take a guess. You could win a prize. So, Devin, you have a musical hint, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's from the movie Madagascar.
And how's that go?
Oh, well, you know, maybe I can find it for you. I'm not going to say it.
I thought you were going to sing it.
No, I'll find it. You know, you can...
I want to move it, move it. I want to move it, move it.
I will find it for
Julie
you.
Julie can sing it.
I've never seen the movie.
You've never seen Madagascar?
What?
No. It's a cartoon. There's like three or four of them now.
I'm really particular about what cartoons that I will watch because I get bored.
Now, Madagascar is pretty good, though, and these creatures are in it, and they're endemic to Madagascar. I think they're really cool looking.
I think I know what they are, but obviously we have to let somebody guess it. But, I mean, you're talking to a girl who has been so excited because it is actually Halloween, and it's my favorite holiday, and I have been watching at least 2 to 3 horror flicks a day.
Oh, I'm the same way. I mean, I don't watch them a day, but yeah. I always love horror films to begin with, but yeah.
Yes.
Hey, we're going to go out to Connecticut, WGCH, and David. Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm okay, thanks.
Good to hear from you, David.
Thank you. Yeah, it's okay. The animal, now, is that a lemur?
A lemur. Congratulations. Did you know that from the hint, or did you know it? You probably knew it from the hint. Or did you know it from the sound?
No, I didn't hear any hints at all. I heard the sound of the,
wow.
The animal.
Oh, you go.
I knew there was an indigenous animal to Madagascar.
Yep. You definitely got it, so congratulations. Do you have cats? Do you have dogs? What do you have in the household with you?
Yeah, I have 2 cats.
Do you want to go with the cat treats? We have books. We have a calendar. We have the SCOE 10X odor eliminator. What do you think?
The odor eliminator is good.
Yeah, you got that coming out to you. It's called SCOE 10X. It's put out by the corporation Biofog. And
it's
I will
fantastic.
Tell you, it is amazing.
Yes.
It'll take out any kind of odors. And the thing that it does, David, it doesn't mask it. It eats it. So it eats away the odor. And that's why it works so well. So follow the directions on the bottle and make sure you, even cat urine, seeing that you're a cat daddy, I've had problems, medical problems in the past with my cats, and they've gone number one, and this took it out. So that's an amazing step to begin with. So we'll ship you out the SCOE 10X. You're going to love it. And stay on the line and speak with Sydney, and we'll get your address there in Connecticut. That's David out there in Connecticut. He is getting the bottle of SCOE 10X. If you want to order a bottle, you can get it at SCOE10X.com, SCOE10X.com. I don't think I would have gotten it from the animal sound. It was a little...
See, I think I would have got it from the song.
Yeah, I definitely would have got it from this song.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten
song.
It from the...
I don't know. I used to hang out at Busch Gardens and listen to the lemurs, and I knew it as soon as I heard it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a tough one. I thought it sounded kind of Halloween-ish.
Yeah, a little bit.
But David got it.
I think he knew it from Madagascar, though. Especially this song right here. I like them moving, moving.
I like them moving, moving. I love that song.
It is great.
So, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. That was a quickie that he answered that one. I think actually, let's see. I'm going to give another one. Because that one was so quick. So... If somebody can get this one, this is in the cat family, but what cat is it? So, what cat? Think big. Wouldn't want that breathing down my neck. But it's a big cat. So take a guess. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call, and take a guess. Jillie, I want to ask you a question. Introducing a puppy to a caller, how would you about approach that? Because I know when I tried putting collars on my cats who don't wear them because they're indoors, but I don't put collars on them, and when I tried, it was not a good experience. I literally had to peel them off the ceiling, and that's no exaggeration. I put those things on their necks, and I swear, they just went ballistic because they're not used to it. But it's good to get a dog used to it, or a cat, when they're young, right?
Yes. I mean, and it depends on the situation where you're getting them from. If you are, you know, getting from a rescue place, they probably have already introduced them to the collar. But if you're getting them from a breeder because you're, you know, specifically picking a specific breed, they've already been in little color-coded collars since they were born. So I suggest that the moment you bring that dog home, you put on a collar. If it's, you know, I don't think dogs should come home at 8 weeks. I think they shouldn't come home until 10 to 12 weeks because they're better adjusted. But right away, just start. Put the collar on. Don't have anything hanging from it. No bells, no whistles, no tags or anything yet. Just getting used to the collar and then hooking them to a little short leash too and just walking them around the family room or around the kitchen and stuff like that. And then before you know it, they'll be ready for tags and everything else.
I absolutely agree with that. I think that's a good answer on that one. We're going to go out to Connecticut again, WGCH and Leba. Hey,
hi.
Leva, how are you, darling?
Hey, Leva.
Good. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, baby.
Did you say hi to Darla on there? She's on Facebook Live.
Oh, I'm listening to the radio today. My sound is not doing too good. The volume is pretty low.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But I'm hearing WGCH, you
WGCH, great station.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You want to take a guess at what this is?
Yeah, I think a lion.
A lion.
Oh, I could be wrong.
Missed it by that much.
Sorry,
oh, my
Leva.
God.
I'm going to let it hang for a little bit. Otherwise, I would have done strike three with you and see if somebody else could guess it. But because of the fact that you said lion, I'm going to give a hint for the next person that wants to take a shot at it. That big cat, the letter does begin with an L, but it's not a lion.
Oh, I think I know.
Well, let somebody take a shot at it, and then we'll see. But thanks for the call, Leva, and thanks for the guess. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right, bye-bye. Give the family my best.
I will. Thank you.
That's Leva out there in Greenwich, Connecticut, listening on WGCH. Big shout-out to Bob and the gang out there. So give us a call, 818-818-6401. It's a big cat, and we know that it begins with the letter L now. So that kind of narrows it down. So narrows it down pretty good. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. And you could be a winner. So take a shot. 818-818-6401. But it's a big cat. It's not a small cat, like the one that's trying to grab my arm right now. This one's a big breather. Now, if that called you in the middle of the night, you might be a little bit worried for two reasons. One, because a big cat can't dial a phone. And two, if you have them in your house, you've got a problem. Real
yes,
quick, before
do.
We go out to the break, Grants Pass, Oregon, and Melinda. Hey, Melinda, how you doing?
Hi, doing good. Thank you.
What do you think it is?
A leopard.
Congratulations. It was narrowed good. Down. I had a feeling you were going to get that. Do you live with cats,
yep.
dogs? What do you live with?
Actually, right now, a cat.
You got a cat. Do you want to go with the cat treats, or do you want to go with something else? We have calendars, books.
I was thinking of that SCOE Connect.
We gave the SCOE 10X away this hour. So, but
okay.
Is there something else? What about the cat treats by Vitacraft,
yeah.
Lick and Lap?
That'd be great. That'd
got
be
it,
great.
Got it coming out to you. Stay on the line and speak with Sydney. That's Melinda. She was right. Grants Pass, Oregon. SCOE 10X we gave away, so that one's gone. But it is a popular product. This is Talking Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Thanks for tuning in to the Talking Pets Show. Your host is John Patch, no ordinary Joe. The topics he discusses are varied indeed, from proper vaccination to the spreading of bird seed. Sit back and relax. There's plenty to learn. Your pets and their problems are John's main concern. So pick up the phone and give him a call. Whether your pet pig is sick or your dog is too tall, he tackles pet problems with the greatest of ease. And unlike the vet, he charges no fees. Well, it looks like John is ready to restart the show. So I'll cut this poem short by saying, go, Johnny, go.
And you're listening to... You're listening to Talking Pets. I almost just ate the mic. I was looking
Who did
for
that for you?
I was looking for a certain CD, and all of a sudden I'm like ripping through the shelves here, and I can't find it. I don't know where it went to, but when I turned around, the mic was literally in my mouth, and and literally not good because I just had a tooth pulled out. So, yeah, and that was horrible. But. Well, that was actually, I think we did that when the show, when we used to broadcast out of Universal Studios in Orlando.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think that might have been Dan that did that. He put that together. So it was funny. He did a good job on it. A lot of fun. So, Melinda won the last name that animal sounds. So, and we got to do two in the hour, which is cool.
Yes, that was wonderful.
So I wanted to ask, too, you know, we always wonder about house training. And whether it's a puppy or an older dog, usually when you adopt an older dog, for the most part, they're pretty much up on house training.
Yes.
Usually. But, you know, how would you, in your sight, because we have different trainers on the show, how would you recommend house training for a new puppy?
First of all, don't put papers or diapers or whatever all over your house. Because then that gives them the right to go anywhere. With any puppy coming home, they should have a restricted area. And then if they do piddle on the floor, you can, you know,
piddle.
Tell them no, and then take one of the paper or the diaper, which that's crazy if you're going to spend the money on those. Just use newspaper and put it on there and then soak it up, but then leave that down on the ground so that they can smell it. But then keep the paper in one place. I like to keep it very close to the door that I'm going to be exiting with them to take them out after they eat every time and going out into the yard to do their business and giving them a call word. So when they, like I use business because I like it, it's much easier to the ears than, you know, saying ridiculous things like baby talk. But I, as a puppy, even if they go on the paper in the home, I'm like, oh, and I praise them. Good business boy, good business girl. And then they get that they're doing the right thing. Then they'll start just walking over to the paper. And then if you're with a new puppy too as well, as soon as you feed them, you take them right out.
That too when I go to the bathroom.
Right away. If you let them
wait, I tell myself, good boy, good boy.
You're caught. If you wait even like 5 minutes or 10 minutes to take them out, you're going to regret it because they've soiled some carpeting or they've soiled something on the floor. So just take them right outside.
Yeah, it's usually about 15 minutes after you feed them is when they have to, go potty again.
Right. I've known babies, I've had puppies that, you know, are peeing while they're eating. So it just depends upon the dog.
And puppies can't hold it like older dogs. I mean, if you have a mature dog, they can go for 8 hours. But puppies.
I would never do it to my dogs, but I had one dog in the past who was an 18-hour dog. I would, like, drag her outside. I'm like, you have to go, darling. You cannot not go. You can't just lay around and be lazy. But, I mean, and I'm always never gone more than, like, 5 or 6 hours. But I know for sure my male right now, he could go a good 10, 11 hours and be fine.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. A dog is trying to be obedient. It's trying to actually.
Yes.
It's trying to actually, be good and everything else. And Shadow just totally, like, jumped up on me. My cat. Knocking everything else down. But you don't want to have them hold it that long if you said, because of the fact it could cause complications in the future.
Right.
You know, you're talking bladder, you're talking kidneys.
Yeah.
So best and to take them out as much as you can.
Females can get really bad urinary tract infections for holding it too long.
True.
Yes.
My nephew, actually, his cat just got a UTI. And he called me up. He's like, why is my cat not going in the litter box, going next to the litter box, going all over the house? And I said, well, usually...
Poor baby can't help it.
Yeah, usually if that's what happens and the cat was using it, he's like, well, we did get a new cat. I was like, well, that could cause issues if you don't have enough litter boxes. But he's like, we have 5 litter boxes in this house. And I was like, well, then that's not the problem. So I said, you need to medically get it checked out. And sure enough,
right.
It had a UTI. And now, after being on the medicine, I talked to him the other day. He's like, cat's back in the litter box again. So,
and if you have an older dog that is having leaking problems, definitely, you know, seek advice from your veterinarian because they probably do.
Don't talk about me like I'm not in the room.
They have an infection of some sort, and it's causing them to leak. I had one girl that just, you know, she would only do it in her sleep. But it just took, you know, putting her on the right medication, and it stopped immediately.
I'm going to have to get those mani panties, I guess. So, well, we want to talk to you, so pick up the phone and give us a call. The number is 818-818-6401. But the thing is like, I always find if you have a pet in your life, it's going to bring you joy at all times.
Yes.
That is joy and
happiness.
Yes.
And you'll be in better health, too, because you're out and about with your dog and doing things, and it's better for you. You know, not only 100%. Will your psyche be good, but your energy levels will be better. You'll be happier. You'll laugh more. And you'll get more exercise. It's a win-win.
So come on, everybody. Sing. Sing. I want more music. Sing.
Oh, here you go.
There you go. I love this movie. Spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you're looking to get a pet, go to your shelter or rescue and get there. One from there. Please. Please, please, please. And please spay and neuter them. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.